I have this painting, and maybe some of you will know what it is. It's a painting of Pilgrim's Progress, and it's a book that's very dear to me. The Lord has done a great work through that book in me, and I came across this painting a week ago. I haven't had it very long at all, and I got it right away. I was really excited about it. I'm forgetting my books here. So I'm going to explain this painting as though, you know, some of you know what Pilgrim's Progress is, but I'm going to explain it as though you don't. Okay, in the book Pilgrim's Progress, I'll bring this over here and that'll work better. Here's the book of Pilgrim's Progress. Sorry, I'm kind of losing my place here. In the painting, what's so special about this book is that it's an allegory. And all the characters' names have something to do with their character or where they're at in the world or in heaven. And this is Christian, representing the Christian in the world. And you can see on his back, he has a quite large kind of backpack looking. And it's a burden. And what it is sin. And also in his hand here, he's got his Bible. And he's beginning the pilgrimage, his walk, his Christian walk. And how he got that burden is by reading the Bible. And the city that he's coming from is the city of destruction. And he knows that he has to take this pilgrimage. He knows that he has to take this walk with the Lord and leave the city of destruction. This is the beginning here. As I walk through the wilderness of this world, I lighted on a certain place where was a den, and laid me down in that place to sleep. And as I slept, I dreamed a dream. I dreamed, and behold, I saw a man's clothes with rags, standing in a certain place with his face from his own house, a book in his hand, which is the Bible, and a great burden upon his back. I looked and saw him open the book and read therein. And as he read, he wept and trembled. And not being able no longer to contain, he broke out with lamentable cries, saying, "What shall I do?" So he, Christian, continued on his journey, and he came to different characters in the book. One was called Evangelist. An evangelist told him he needed to go to the cross to get rid of that burden. And so it's such a fun book. He comes across many ups and downs in his walk with the Lord. There's very good points and there's very hard points. He does come to the cross. He gets relieved of his burden, and the burden falls off his back. Amen. And there's so many little stories in here. I could go on and on. One I'll share with you is that he comes to the hill of difficulty, and he needs to go straight up this hill. Now, there's a path around the hill this side, and there's a path around the hill this side. And on this side, it's called danger, and on this side, it's called destruction. And he could take either path, but it wouldn't be good. And he knows he needs to go straight up that hill of difficulty. And it wasn't easy. It wasn't easy for him. He had some trouble. But he made it, and he made it to the top. And at the top was a church that the Lord had placed there. And it was for pilgrims like himself, for Christians, to have rest from their journey. And in the church was other Christians, and they talk with him, and he wants to stay there and rest and get refreshed. And they talked with him, and it was kind of funny. They really challenged him and asked him, "Where do you come from? Why are you on this walk? What's your reasoning?" And he tells them all about how he got the burden, how he fled from the city of destruction. And they asked him, "Well, where's your wife and children?" And he said, I witnessed to them. I tried to get them to come. I tried to get them to understand. And they wouldn't. They thought I was crazy. And I heard my Lord call me, and I had to go. And he had to plug his ears as he went, because they were crying after him, "Don't go, don't go." They thought he was crazy for going on this pilgrimage, this walk that the Lord had called him onto. And at that time, as they're questioning him, he says this, and this really means a lot to me. It's really how I feel inside. You know, I'm not very good with words, but I'm very thankful for poets and songwriters and whatnot, and they make a song or write a poem or something, and it's like, yes, that's it. You hear it, and you're like, yes, that's how I feel inside. And so I'm going to read this. It's just a paragraph of what he says to them, and it's how I feel inside. And in a little bit, I'll explain why, because I'm going to tell you about my burden. So Christian says to them, he says, "Why, there I hope to see him alive that did hang dead on the cross. And there I hope to be rid of all those things that to this day are in me an annoyance to me. There they say there is no death." He's talking of heaven. "And there I shall dwell with such company as I like best. For to tell you the truth, I love him, because I was by him eased of my burden, and I am weary of my inward sickness. I would fain be where I shall die no more, and with the company that shall continually cry, holy, holy, holy." Amen? Amen. That's heaven. And that's with the Lord. And that's being free from our burdens, from our sin, from this world. And that's why it speaks so much to me. The reason why this painting, this book, means a lot to me is I had a burden. I've had many burdens. But I'll share, about 3 years ago, I had a burden. And if you remember, I wasn't here. I wasn't sitting with you. I was on my own. I was trying to do things on my own. It wasn't easy, and it wasn't fun. I was going through great anxiety, trying to do everything on my own, in my own power. There's so many things that was going on. It would take forever for me to tell you about it all, but I had gotten away from God. I wasn't reading my Bible. I wasn't praying. Did I believe? Yeah, I believed. But I was just doing things on my own, just trying in my own strength. And I was failing. It was getting worse and worse. I was trying to remember what it was like. And me and Melissa were on a walk yesterday. And I was asking her. And the first thing she said is, "You didn't sing." Because see, today I sing. I sing in the morning. I sing in the afternoon. I sing at work. The Lord has... He is good. The Lord is good. And he's working on my heart. And he softens your heart. and you're softer. And he puts a melody in your heart, and it's wonderful. Anyways, I came to the end of myself. I couldn't do it no more. I could not go on anymore. I was trying to control everything at work. I was trying to control everything in my life. I was trying to control everything. There was so much control that the more I tried to control it, I failed and I failed and I failed. And the anxiety went up, and anxiety is fear. And I was full of fear. I was full of fear about what's going to happen to this. How am I going to work this out? I had broken away from some of the stores and stuff I had worked with and gone off on my own, and it was tough. It was tough. And it's as though the Lord had pulled back away from me to show me what it was like. Because I was trying so hard to be on my own and do it all in my own strength. And it was though I was exposed. In a spiritual sense, I felt exposed to everything. And it's not a good feeling. It was very uncomfortable, and it brought a ton of anxiety every day. Praise God, I couldn't go on. I knew in my heart, I knew that He was calling me. I knew that I needed to be in His Word. I knew I needed to be here with you. I knew what I was supposed to be doing. And I finally came to the point and I said, okay, Lord, I will do it. He wants my obedience. He wants your obedience. I said, okay, Lord, I'll do it your way now. I've done it my way. And so I got out my Bible and I started reading day and night. Psalms 1 says, he who meditates on God's law day and night shall be like a tree planted by the river, whose leaves never fail, and everything he does will prosper. I got the Victory Bible reading guide, and I got it out, and I started faithfully reading God's Word every day. That's where it started, was just reading His Word. And I was thinking back, and I tell you, the burden fell, the fear was gone. Praise God. Almost instantly, I don't remember it even going on for a day. As soon as I said, okay, Lord, I will do it your way, it was gone. The fear, the anxiety was all gone. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. And He's done so much since. You know, it's been a couple of years I've been coming back and with all of you. And He keeps working on my heart. He keeps softening me in ways that maybe I can explain another time. But I want to leave you with this. Let's turn to Matthew chapter 6. Verse 33, Matthew chapter 6, verse 33. It says, but seek first the kingdom of God in all His righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. As soon as I started to seek the Lord and put Him first, everything else fell into place. My burden was gone. And I praised the Lord. Amen. Amen.